This morning, we are beginning a new sermon series called Momentum. So we'll be focusing on stories about Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew. And this series actually goes back to something I shared with you in the Philippians series back in the fall. So a few years ago, I became interested in the topic of how do churches gain momentum? How do churches gain forward progress where there's a sense that we are moving and going somewhere? That can be an awkward question to ask because you can't simply follow a formula. You can't simply reduce the Christian faith to something you can manufacture. Momentum can be a tricky thing to define, but we know it when we lose it. Those seasons in life when we feel like we're stuck, when we could really use some positive momentum. The image that comes to mind for me is the image of having my truck stuck in mud, right? When you're stuck in the mud, you can spin those tires as fast as you want and you go nowhere. Maximum effort, zero momentum. Is there anything more frustrating than that in life? So it's hard to gain momentum when you've lost it. It's hard in our personal spiritual lives when we're in that spiritual desert, when we feel like we're not growing, when it feels like our circumstances have overwhelmed us and we're drowning. It's hard to do it corporately as well, that as a church body, how do we regain momentum after a few years ago, everything came to a screeching halt, where everything stopped, where we had transition on top of transition, and we have to figure that out. So how do we regain momentum as a church? So in that sermon back in the fall, I shared an article with you that's worth sharing again and from the Outreach magazine. And in it, this pastor talked about how he was wrestling with that same question, and a friend helped him figure it out, who of course was a nuclear engineer. And he wrote on a whiteboard the equation for momentum. Momentum equals mass times velocity. Velocity is speed with direction, so momentum is mass times speed with direction. So as Christians, our direction is what? Jesus. Come on now, you know that. Being near Him, being like Him. So the way we as a church gain momentum is by taking a step toward Jesus. Better. Now, if you take one step per year, you've got very slow momentum. If you take one step per month, it's picking up a little bit, but if we are taking one step each week, just one step toward Jesus each week, we're actually going to be going somewhere. So here's the idea. If every person in the church, that's our mass, takes one step per week, our speed, toward Jesus, the direction, we will have unbelievable momentum. And I love that idea. If each of us is taking one step toward Jesus each week, then we as a church are building momentum. As your pastor, that's the church I want us to be. And I hope you do too. A church that is filled with people who are moving closer to Jesus week by week. So last week marked 6 months since the Steps moved to Jacksonville. And I've asked a number of folks over these months, where do you want to see our church in 5 years? And I've gotten a number of wonderful responses. But ultimately, I think we all have the same desire at the heart of each of them. And that's, we want to see these pews filled. We want to see our church filled. And not in this egocentric, MPC-centric way, but we want to see people worshiping Jesus who aren't worshiping Jesus. We want to see people who are experiencing in Christ the life that can only come through Him. There's something profoundly communal and confessional about worship, that we are here gathered together, lifting up the name of Jesus above all else, that doesn't happen anywhere else. So how are we going to grow? Why would someone want to come to Mandarin Presbyterian Church who isn't worshiping anywhere right now? Now, you may disagree with this, but for me, More important than any program, any event, or anything else, people will be drawn to our church because lives are being changed by Jesus. And the lives I'm talking about are your life and my life. If our lives are not being changed and we're not becoming more like Jesus, it doesn't matter what efforts we do in order to draw people here, it will be futile. We don't want people to come here because we are attractive or because we are successful or better than other people or other churches. We don't want people to come here because they like our political opinions and social stances. We know that that won't work. They won't like those. We don't want people to come here because they like the new pastor or the old pastor or they like the music. None of that is good enough. None of that is sufficient. What will draw people here is what Jesus is doing in our midst. What will draw people here is the fruit of changed lives. What will draw people here are people experiencing you in your office, in your home, wherever you may be, and experiencing something going on in your life that can't simply be generated by you. That isn't simply a good feeling or a good day versus a bad day, but Jesus is doing a work in you and in me. Consider the analogy of a sign. You and I are signs pointing to Jesus. So over the Christmas break, we went to West Palm Beach, where I'm from, and then drove down to the Keys. We passed a lot of signs on the way telling us which way to go and how far it was. You'd think that it'd be very easy to go to the Keys. You just keep heading south, but I'm not that good at directions. So I have to follow the signs. I don't necessarily remember what those signs looked like, but I remember what the Keys looked like. This picture is from our balcony the last morning before we left. The signs did exactly what they were supposed to do. They guided us safely and directly to the destination. Crystal clear water and blue skies. We are signs pointing to Jesus. He is the beautiful destination. I am not the beautiful destination. I don't need to tell you that. You are not the beautiful destination. Mandarin Presbyterian Church is not the beautiful destination. Jesus is that beautiful destination, and we are called to take everything we are and everything we have to point people to Him. We get to be vessels of the beauty of Jesus Christ. We get to be vessels of that grace and that mercy that can be transforming because of Him, not because of us. So how do we gain momentum as a church? If every person in our church, you, me, if we take one step per week toward Jesus, we will be gaining momentum. So over the next several weeks, we're going to look at stories about Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew. And my prayer is that you would consider, what does it look like for you to take a step toward Jesus each week? It may be committing to a daily devotional time or rekindling an old one from the past. It may be a renewed commitment to prayer. Or saying yes to serving God in some place where He has been calling you to serve or someone who He has called you to serve. It could be joining or starting a small group or a Sunday school class or being here in worship every week and making that extra effort to make this commitment. It could be a whole lot of things, but it starts with taking it to Jesus in prayer and asking for Him to show us that path. So I'm going to invite you, before we go any further in the sermon, to join me in praying that and bringing that before the Lord. Would you join me? Almighty God, we thank You that we are not left to figure out this Christian life on our own, but You have given us Your Spirit that indwells us, to give us wisdom and guidance, courage and strength and comfort and peace and joy, whatever it is we need, Lord. You have equipped us with Your Spirit, Your very presence. And not just that, You have surrounded us with Your church, That as we stumble forward together and we pick one another up and we encourage one another when we need encouragement. And so, Lord, we come to you as the people you have gathered here at Mandarin Presbyterian Church. Lord, we want to be like you. We love you. We need you. So, Lord, illuminate for us the step you are calling each of us to take. Lord, show us what it means each week to take that one step closer to you, that one step deeper into life in Christ. And as you shine that light, Lord, give us the courage to take the step. Give us the courage to trust you and to obey. And so, Lord, as we turn to your word this morning, we pray that you would open up our ears, our minds, our hearts to hear your voice, to hear your word, and to be transformed, that we may be more like Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.